Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
The charity organisation Women's Aid is asking people across Ireland to take part in a demonstration of solidarity and support next month for those subjected to abuse. They've partnered up with the GAA for the event, which they launched in Croke Park this afternoon. And Sarah Benson, CEO of Women's Aid, joins us now in studio. And you're very welcome, Sarah, to the programme this evening. Can you just talk to us, I suppose, about what this initiative is all about?
Thanks, Sarah. Good evening to your listeners. Yeah, Women's Aid with Croke Park and the GAA today, and also our corporate partner, Allianz Insurance, have come together, and we are asking people all across the country, men and women alike, to take part in an event which will kick off on St. Bridget's Day with a live stream, which we hope will build over the month of February. And it's got two primary purposes. One is to help to raise public awareness and destigmatise the issue of domestic violence and put out a really strong public message of support and allyship with survivors and victims across the country, whereby we have one in four women will be subject to abuse. And also it's a way of raising funds for the thousands of women that contact Women's Aid every year for support. So it's a twofold community activation, and also to raise much needed funds, whereby we need to cover our costs 50% at least by fundraising every year.
So what will you be asking participants to do then?
The beauty of this is that it's actually very easy. The initiative is called Stand Strong, and if people want to sign up either as individuals or groups, they can go to standstrong.ie. We're asking people to do three things. The first is on the 1st of February or at another date, you know, perhaps with your club, with your friends, with your colleagues, to strike a yoga pose called the Warrior Two pose. It's a very stable, powerful pose that gives a really strong message of strength, and it is giving that message of solidarity. So everybody's striking the same pose in a way that's comfortable to them, then sharing that online. As I say, we'll have a live stream kicking off from 11 a.m. on the 1st of February, which is St. Bridget's Day, of course. And then there is that support, there is that donation to support the work of Women's Aid. We had 31,000 contacts for support for our services last year, and this is a moment in time where we feel it's a brilliant opportunity. There is a really good conversation happening around combating domestic and sexual violence. We are seeing the Gardaí responding to 54,000, the highest number that they've ever recorded, call-outs for domestic violence last year. But we also know that the demands for our services and those of our colleagues to whom we refer around the country were only meeting the tip of the iceberg. And a big reason for that is that sometimes survivors, victims either don't know that there's help there or feel that as part of the abuse they're being subjected to, that there's some shame, there's some stigma, some fault on their part. And it's really important now more than ever that we keep that momentum, get that message out there and make a visual representation, men and women all around the country, individually in groups, standing up and saying, we're here, we see you, we understand that it is hard, but support is there. Reach out, talk to somebody, reach out to Women's Aid and get the help that you absolutely deserve.
And in terms of those record numbers that you're talking about there, you know, your busiest year in 50 years of existence, those 54,000 Garda call-outs, even though you're saying that's just the tip of the iceberg, I wonder, do you think that that represents an increase in incidents of domestic violence, or is it because of increased awareness about domestic violence and also the services that are available that more people are reaching out for help?
I think it's a great question, and it's hard to know because it's complex. Obviously, it's a broad social issue. But I've worked 20 years in both domestic and sexual violence services. I have never seen a more open opportunity to have conversations, you know, sometimes difficult conversations around gender-based violence, around domestic and sexual violence. I have not seen before such momentum at a political level, and also commitment by, you know, vital institutions like An Garda Síochána. So I think that has combined, along with, you know, our voices, those of our colleagues in the sector, you know, making sure that domestic violence was very much a part of the conversation during COVID. Cases like, you know, Aisling Murphy and then other femicide cases, which we record, the majority of whom are actually perpetrated by current or former partners. We have had a conversation in this country that is unprecedented, and that's why, you know, Stand Strong is right now something that we think will contribute to a greater reaching out for support. We do think that the more publicly we talk about this, the more we destigmatise it, the more likely people are to be reaching out. We do also, however, know that the prevalence is not dropping either in Ireland or globally. And our own research with younger women shows that while one in four women over their life course, at least in Ireland, will experience domestic abuse, by the age of just 25, it's one in five young women. So there is an urgency here as well. We can't just say that this is, you know, people are reaching out and they're getting the help they need. We have a lot of work to do, and that is why a whole community response is required. And that's why, you know, making a visual, you know, collective action like Stand Strong is something that we really think can help, you know, support us to do our work, but also crucially make those who may be feeling isolated and alone encouraged to actually reach out and talk to a friend, and maybe talk to us, maybe talk to somebody else who can offer them the support they need. And at the same time, make that message to perpetrators that this is also not okay.
And just very quickly then, to go over the details of what you've given me there, every cent that is raised in this fundraising attempt, that will go directly to Women's Aid, is that right?
That's correct. Our partners, Allianz Insurance, are supporting us with this so that every cent that's donated will go directly to our services.
Okay, so people who want to get involved, it's February 1st if possible, but in or around that is what you're talking about. And the hashtag, if they're posting to social media, is what?
First and foremost, if people are interested from right now, please go to standstrong.ie to sign up, to start a fundraiser, to tell your friends, colleagues, get involved. Then the hashtag on the day and over February will be hashtag WAStandStrong.
All right. It's very interesting to speak to you, and thank you for joining us this evening. That is Sarah Benson, CEO of Women's Aid.